Let's go down to one of the assistant coaches. He'd be pretty happy the way things are going. Doc Clark. Doc, how are you?
Yeah, very well, Will. How are you, mate?
You just heard Bick's assessment. It really is. And also, Rowie, you look in the paper, it's a case of all played well. That's exactly what you like.
Yeah, certainly the first month's been, you know, very even contribution across the group, which is really pleasing. And obviously tonight, great challenge against the Premier team.
The pressure from players that can't get a game, that's, you can never underestimate that. You've got Charlie Cameron in tonight, but probably three or four others unlucky not to be playing.
Yeah, I'd probably go even a bit deeper. I reckon selection, essentially, there's over 30 names on the board most weeks in terms of legitimate options to play. So it's a really healthy list, and obviously blokes in the SANFL are putting their hand up, and obviously Charlie gets his opportunity tonight, which is really good.
One of the great strengths of the Hawks, Matty, is the way they create a loose man across half-back, and that really springboards them into attack. Are you going to play six forwards against six defenders?
Yeah, it'll be mixed, mate, throughout the night. Obviously, Birch will set them up really well. Gibson's been in outstanding form as well. So, we're very conscious of those threats. But at times, it's important for our half-forwards to get up the ground and get involved as well. So, a bit of a mixture.
And last week, I thought that the team lowered their eyes really well. They hit up Taylor Walker on Ted Richards and used his as an avenue to goal. Will you look to do a similar thing here, honour the lead so they can't drop off?
Yeah, that's a great strength of the Hawthorne defence is their sort of third-in capacity. So, the way to combat that is to use the ball a little bit lower, as you mentioned, but obviously that relies on some midfielders being able to get into open space. So it all, you know, obviously always ties in together, but hitting them up the leads is a focus.
I'm not for 1 minute saying their midfield's not strong in Mitchell, Lewis, Shields, Smith, Hill. I can go on and on. Burgoyne goes through their Hodge and Langford. But
sounds all right to me, mate.
No, but what I'm saying is Sam Mitchell's doing a lot of that heavy lifting, and even their coach has alluded to that. What's your plan for him, your number one plan?
Yes, obviously Mitchell's in outstanding form, but I guess that's the trick, isn't it? You've got seven or eight guys that you've rattled off there, so I guess you've got to weigh up the impact that he's having. If we can curtail that, I think, you know, Sam Mitchell is the type of player who will find the ball probably in the vicinity of 30 times a game, regardless of how tightly you tag him, but it's limiting that impact and obviously being mindful that someone else doesn't bob up and hurt you as well.
What is the plan B? Is there such a thing as a cooler with Donny Pike?
Yeah, look, at times you've got to go to that, I think. Obviously, we try to, you know, last week we had, obviously, the Hanbury racked up possession, but we were able to get a balance and a spread through our midfield group that was pretty good as well. So it's always that balancing act between focusing too heavily on one individual as opposed to letting the group sort of go about their work.
Doc, tell us what you like about young Mitch McGovern, his strength. Only young lad, got a nice height, nice build. What do you see there?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's a great start to his career in terms of he built his game on defensive pressure in the first couple of weeks. He probably hadn't hit the scoreboard or had a number of possessions, but the coaching group were really keen to keep him in the team because he was bringing defensive pressure and intensity around the contest. So obviously as he's, you know, become more comfortable, he's starting to find the ball more and he's got aerial capacity as well. So he's a really good, unique athletic talent in terms of a tool that can also apply defensive pressure.
Do you think kicking's improved across the board? I know you've introduced Seedsman. He's got an elite leg, and Brody Smith always had. It seems to be everybody's lifted in that department.
Yeah, look, tonight will be a great test. The pressure of the occasion tonight, whether we can maintain that, you know, that skill execution. But, you know, clearly it was a focus over the whole of pre-season. It was an area we felt we could get improvement, and thus far it's been improved.
Another great test for your defence. They come up against a rather unique forward line. They've got some real weapons up there. You're confident they can keep them in tow?
Yeah, so certainly the versatility of Hawks forward line is, you know, probably the best in the comp. You know, you'll see Gunston on a wing, and then all of a sudden he bobs up in the forward line, and Sicily's come in and seems to be sort of role modelling his game on Gunston. So they've got some, you know, very athletic types. But our defenders have been in really good nick, and we've got, you know, great confidence they'll get the job done.
Doc Clark, our guest, as the Crows just quickly run out there. One last one. I watched the St Kilda and the Bulldogs game, and when Hawthorn looked the most vulnerable was the speed of ball movement by those two teams. If you can hit targets with your speed of ball movement, I'm tipping that's what's going to do it, Doc. Let's hope.
Yeah, I think, I mean, as always, you know, it's going to have to be contest and defence first. But ultimately, yep. We do want to put some offensive pressure against them. We've shown the capacity to score over the first month, and we'll hopefully bring that tonight.
Good luck, Doc.
Thanks, guys. Have a great call. Doc.